Welcome to the MVP.
Man's View Podcast, baby.
You heard, we back again to give you the podcast only we can give you. What's happening with y'all?
What's up with it?
Nothing much, man. You know what I'm saying? You see, we joined by Cody. We joined by Book. What it do? What's happening, man? I'm feeling good today. Feeling good.
What got you feeling good?
I am less than 3 more work days away from going to my cruise, leaving their ass at work without me. That's what I'm excited about. You know what I'm talking about? I'm excited for niggas going to work, and I'm not going to be there. That's what I'm excited about. You know what I'm saying? I was talking to Cody a little bit beforehand. Everybody know I'm the president of the union and shit like that. We have a meeting tomorrow. So when I go into the meeting, I'm going to have to pull out a big red. You know what I'm talking about? Like, my office hours are between 9 and 5. Stop calling my ass when I'm not at work. You know what I'm talking about? I really don't care like that to be talking to everybody when I'm not at work. It just it is what it is. Also, I'm going to let them know when I'm gone. I need to give them some more numbers to other people to call instead of me. I can't do shit for you in Puerto Rico. I can't do shit for you in Dominican Republic.
Don't call my ass.
What's up?
Talk your shit, brother.
You know what I'm saying? I just want to make sure, just in case they listen to this, because a couple of them do. Don't call my ass. I cannot help you. Nor will I'm not bringing shit from the union. I'm not Googling shit from all the way on the boat. You're on your own.
Y'all ain't got Wi-Fi out there?
Yeah, we got. Oh, I got a premium Wi-Fi package too, but it won't be looking up none of that shit. I can tell you right now. They can look that shit up themselves. I'm not helping out a motherfucker while I'm on my. Well, until I get back. You know what I'm saying? I'm big red, bitch. My office hours between 9 and 5:30 because I get off at 5:30. 9 and 5:30. Bring your grievance in. If you don't come between 9 and 5:30, I don't want to hear about this shit no more. You hear me?
Gotcha, Pepper.
And I gotta be there. You know what I'm saying?
That's tough.
I know it sounds like I'm fussing, but it's goodness too. Fellas, Cody, man, we ain't heard from you in a little minute, man. What's going on with you, big dog? I know you came at the last end of the podcast, but you ain't really say nothing. But hey, what's going on with you this week, man?
Man, just a bunch of work, man. Bunch of work. I'm sitting here now trying to do some work, trying to multitask, man. Got some big deals closing with the company and whatnot. Can't be messing up. You know what I'm saying? Got to triple check and quadruple check and comb through everything I can, man. So I'm busy with that. Little man doing vacation Bible school, man. This joke is so expensive, bro. That's the only thing he doing this summer that's free. Well, no, it ain't even free because I got to get a lady $10 for a damn shirt tomorrow. And then they tell me I bring $1 for every day. I guess they trying to make them give tithes. I mean, that should be optional. That should be optional, but I got to do that too. So it's going to cost me $14. Now, not to mention, I had to pack his lunch. So today I had to go get his lunch so we can factor in another $10. That's a good $24 that I'm paying to send him to church. So, like, I was getting to, I got him signed up for, they got 3-on-3 basketball, bro. Like, that's an organized joint. 3-on-3, they got it right up here.
Yeah, don't put him in no 3-on-3, man.
He's already done 5-on-5, you know what I'm saying? But
they ain't got 5-on-5 again, man. 3-on-3.
No. The 5-on-5 is at the YMCA, and I don't like the YMCA. Well, I got my damn YMCA.
You got it all. Obviously.
I'm saying, I coach for them, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I don't like the YMCA, the closest one to us, because I don't like the way they got the league going, man. So I'm going to have to put them in something else. But all they got this summer, which is the same thing he did his football through, which is Under Armour. You know what I'm saying? Under Armour do it or whatever. And so they got a 3-on-3 basketball joint that I never heard of, but I signed them up for that because it's going to be this summer. So I'm going to see what that's going to be like. So I had to pay for that. Then he got another.
It might be good because ain't no big men no more. So you know what I'm talking about? They just doing what the NBA trying to do, cancel out the big men. So everybody play on the perimeter. So that might be good.
I'm hoping it'll be good, man. I hope you enjoy it. They talking about you want some steps. I looked them shits up his side. Them shits $130, bro. This dude is 8 years old. $130.
Man, Cody, you be sounding like Carl Winslow. You know what I'm talking about, man? Pay that boy. Get that boy some Steph Curry, man.
Whoa, that's crazy. $130, 8 years old, bro. It's crazy. Like, usually when I get him expensive shoes, it's like Christmas or something like that. You know, that's when I'm getting him to Jordan and stuff like that. He's just getting something for a basketball season. Probably going to grow out of him.
You ever heard the MVP speeches?
Have I ever heard them? Yeah, they think the mom, not the dad. I hear that. Mm-hmm. That's what you're talking about?
Well, if you doing everything, they're going to thank you. And all these kids' lives that been presented MVP awards, the daddy wasn't there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So in this case, you are present. And what they always say, you know, I remember mom would always sacrifice and, you know, she needed new work shoes, but instead she got me the Steph Curry's so I could go out there and live my dream. Be that nigga, man. Mm-hmm. Be that nigga. Be the one on the podium right after God. It's you, man. Be that nigga. Oh, don't not get the Steph Curry with the shot, you know, because Steph
be like John Moran, dad. You hear me?
You know what I'm saying? Here looking like Usher. You know what I'm talking about? Like, bro, come on, man. I ain't heard that brother say nothing one thing about his mama. And I know he love his mama, but I don't see his mama there. Nah, I see daddy hitting the gritty. Yeah. I see his daughter hitting the gritty. I don't see mama hitting the gritty. You know what I'm saying? That's all. I'm just saying.
Hey, man, you gave me the motivation. I needed, man. I'm gonna order them joints tonight, man. I'm going to have to sit on over, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do that for him.
Yeah, them shits, man.
Well, yeah. you know we need the weekly update, man. What's happening with you, dude?
Oh, we on me?
Yeah, we on you. Gotta hear it. I know you got something in the tank.
Oh, man. All right. So peep, y'all. All right, so man, my light dog, and I'm crispy to the motherfucker dog. Fresh Cody, nigga, let him walk cream. Yo, so I'm color scheming, y'all, if y'all don't know. You know what I'm saying? I got the blue, green, turquoise circle ring going right now to match my Mariners hat. I'm gonna be in costume every fucking time. But anyway, just outfit wise, not personality. So check, man. So this past week, after we recorded, like there is a fruit fly infestation in this damn apartment. And I say in this apartment, I mean the whole complex. I'm talking all floors, all rooms. Nobody's excluded. Now, the crazy thing about this is I have been seeing these motherfuckers like two or three at a time. Okay, I ain't thinking nothing of it because I bring bananas from the defect so I can make my smoothies. So if it's a fruit fly, of course you're drawn and attracted to the fruit. Okay, all right, cool. One and the same comes with the game. But then I didn't have no bananas and I was still seeing these hoes. So I'm like, yo, is Ray? Because I know the nigga name. Is Ray leaving the doors open? Is he opening up windows? How are these motherfuckers getting up in here? Mm-hmm. Right? So I call housing one day because the AC always goes out. Two, they building a fucking restaurant right in front of our goddamn building, literally connected to our building. I'm like, brother, that's safety concern right there. You got nothing but the Americans in this motherfucker. Now you gonna stop the Kuwaitis and the Egyptians and the Israelites and the Eastern. Everybody gonna know where we posted up. The niggas know where we at now, but now you just make it readily accessible, connecting us to the goddamn building. All right, fine. I call housing about that. You know, stress my concerns to him. Hey, man, I don't feel comfortable, right? So he was, oh, man, you know, it's going to be all right, you know, da, da, da. And he was like, you know, it's just a lot of stuff going on with the building, you know, from the trash chute not working right. When I say the trash chute don't work right, y'all, there's only one trash chute, and it's on my side of the building. That means even if you live on the other end of the hall, you got to walk your dumb ass all the way down with your trash. Maybe you leaking juice all over the floor. Like, let's be real. You know what I'm saying? So if you got a punch a bag, you just spilling shit while you trotting your happy ass down here, okay? That ain't going to affect you. Them bugs is going to come to me. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to walk the green mile. They're going to knock on my door, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's be real. But with the trash chute is always broken. Like, you literally got to break the bin just so you can fit your bag in, okay? That's not cool, all right? I've done it. I've had no choice. You know what I'm saying? But however, some people are so lazy, they don't close the bin, all right? Therefore, the aroma of trash just, matriculates throughout the whole goddamn stairwell. And guess what? If I said it's on my side, guess where the smell is coming to?
In your mouth.
Exactly. So I'm just like, boy, this shit here, man, I can't do it. So he's talking about that. He's talking about how the AC don't never work, which is true. I call in a work order every two fucking days because my room is hotter than Hades. Three, he then says himself, yeah, man, we got a fruit fly infestation. Yeah, we know all about it. And I'm like, oh, y'all know about it. And y'all niggas ain't doing nothing? Mm-hmm. Oh, y'all niggas is awesome. Man, this is a brand new fucking building. Okay. Mm-hmm. Even though I could sit on the toilet, wash my lower torso, and brush my teeth at the same time, this is still, that's how small my bathroom is. I told y'all, this is still a newer mm-hmm. building, and it mm-hmm. is a piece of shit. All right. Now, on my day off, this would be Friday, I woke up. I went in the kitchen, slid the door, went into the kitchen. I saw about 20 motherfuckers in there. I said, oh, what the fuck's going on? Where these hoes come from? I'm like, when I went to sleep, I might have saw two and killed them hoes. Now there's 20. Where the fuck is they? Oh, no, nah, this ain't it. So all that morning, I was killing shit. All right? Mm-hmm. I left. Went and got a manicure and pedicure on my way home. I stopped and got some bug spray. Two cans, big cans. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was like, well, I'm about to seal all of this shit. I'm spraying the windows like it's Windex. I'm doing all that. All right. I go back. When I got here, I opened up the door. There was like 20 more. I said, these ain't the same 20 because I killed them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm like, where the fuck is they coming from? So I saw them niggas hanging out by the little, we got like these little water drains in the kitchens. Well, throughout this, you know, in the kitchens and bathrooms, stuff like that. I see them niggas matriculating from there. You know what I'm saying? Coming out like that. You know what I'm talking about? I'm like, oh, okay. So I pour bleach and hot water down there, boiling water. You know what I'm saying? To kind of like, I hit them all. You know what I'm talking about? Even in my bedroom, even though I know there ain't no problem over there. Like, nigga, I got a drain because if I block one entry, you gonna find the next. You know what I'm saying? Let me cut that off too. So, man, I'm not a dirty individual. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes I might not want to pick this up or that up, but as far as like filth, hell no. And like living with bugs, that's unacceptable, man. I didn't even have that problem in Afghanistan.
Yeah. Y'all ain't got no Lowe's or like Home Depot out there?
Nah.
I was about to say, you go buy one of them bug bombs, just set it off in the damn apartment and leave, go to work.
That's the thing. That should be housing. Housing's supposed to be doing this shit. They got a pest control vector team. Like, nigga, that's their job. What the fuck going on, man? Call them niggas, man. Tell them niggas come through and spray this bitch, man. Like, you know what's going on, bro. Get the fuck out. Get this shit, man. I just killed one. Yeah, well, like I said, we wasn't recording, but the nigga literally landed on my laptop screen. I had to get that hoe. I slapped shit out of it. I'd rather break my laptop than to not get that fucking fruit fly. That's how serious this is. Like, I'd rather, man, get the hell out of here. I shouldn't be feeling like this to where I'm ready to break something that's $1,000 to kill one goddamn insect. That don't make no sense, man. At all. And they so disrespectful. I don't know if it's just like the ones out here. I'm not at home enough to know that. Do these motherfuckers just like fly up in your face and like punch you and then dip off?
Man, fruit flies. That's just fruit flies, man. Like,
okay, I thought it was just me. Like,
you remember we went to Buffalo Wild Wings at one time, and they had fruit flies in that motherfucker. And I wasn't feeling it. I was like, I can't do this. We end up going somewhere else, but I was like, I can't eat up in here.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I was with y'all. I was with y'all at that time.
Like, I can't do it. The motherfuckers everywhere. That's what they do. Yeah, they just buzz. They just annoying. You know what I'm talking about? And then if you got liquor, you leave that shit out, man. Motherfuckers be all the liquor. They probably was all in their liquor and stuff like that. So if I see them, I get freaked out. I don't like. I think about like Holy Moly's donut shop. I gotta get out. I'm not eating no shit enough. Man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So
get you a bomb, nigga, and just throw that shit in your apartment and tell Ray, 2 seconds before you throw it, like, nigga, get out, nigga.
Man, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I told Ray we need a maid. That nigga said, for what? I'm like, bro, do you see what I see? Nigga, this shit filthy. What you talking about? For what? He one of them niggas that wipe but don't clean. You feel what I'm saying? Like, my dude, what is you doing, man? Like, this kitchen dirty. Like, all that morning, too, I'm in there cleaning up after him. I'm not in the kitchen like that. I literally have one section, which is right by the door. There's my blender. That is it. I'm in there. I use my blender. I don't spill shit. I dispose of my trash. I wash my shit, and I put it back. That's all I do in the kitchen. This nigga uses the kitchen like a kitchen. He cooking and acting like he Cody or something. You know what I'm talking about? Nigga making pineapple explosion. Yeah. Thank you. Like, bro, what is you doing, man? Like, nigga, you just worked a 12-hour shift. Why you got so much energy? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, bro, you got crumbs and shit in the middle of the man. It's just like, bro, I don't like this. And like the floors, they pick up like all type of dirt anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't walk in the house with my sneakers. Obviously, I take my stuff off and then I transfer into my house slides. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just seeing foot tracks all over the place and they don't match none of my stuff. That's all I'm going to say.
You got to live by yourself. Man.
Yeah, we need a maid, man, because I'm not, I don't like walking in your dirty steps. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, it's either you going to clean? If you clean, we good. If not, brother, we need to, we need to get, I don't made up my mind. We need a maid. You know what I'm saying? So that's up, man.
Oh man, let's get into this podcast, man. I gotta tell people real quick. I got an update. Yeah. Got an update for the LA vlog. It is done.
It is.
You saw the first draft. I added a little something. I added.
Oh, you remixed it? Some.
Yeah, just real quick. It was not much. You pretty much okay. Did. But added some more in there. And took out some. LA vlog is done. So I've been having a couple people ask me, yo, when you going to put that out, man? And I told y'all, it took me a little while for the motivation, but it is done. It is complete. I'm happy about it. I thought it came out pretty well myself.
The motivation was, we're not going to be here next week. That's the motivation.
That's definitely some good motivation. This come out the 19th. So the following week, the 26th, that's when the LA vlog will drop. Yeah. On the head top, upon the head top, so you guys have something to look at.
Yep.
And it's done. I'm just happy it's done.
Yeah.
If I'm on my Steven Spielberg type shit, I'm lying. I mean, I don't want to juice it up that much. Hey, I did the best I could do. You know what I'm saying? That's all I can say. Anyway, will be out next week, the following week.
Sure.
I believe this is Father's Day as well.
It is.
So, happy Father's Day to me. You know what I'm talking about? Happy Father's Day to niggas like me. Cody, there you go. Black your screen out. You know what I'm saying? This is my time to shine. I believe I've been a father for a little while, over 13 years now. And I've been doing the best I can. You know what I'm talking about? And every day is a blessing. Some days is a struggle because they always want to ask for something, but for the most part, it's a blessing. You know what I'm talking about? But I just want to thank all the fathers out there that's handling their business. You know what I'm saying? That's in their kids' life. You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to y'all.
Especially the ones buying them Steph Curry's whenever they're only 8 years old and it costs $130.
Oh, they're phenomenal fathers right there. Them elite dads. Them the elite daddies. You know what I'm talking about?
You be like, he a boy. His foot gonna get big as hell by the time he in high school.
That's what I know. Oh, we going to we got a DJ Envy's car show that's gonna be on Father's Day.
Yeah. So yes, you going out there? Yeah, I'll tell
you. Yeah, we'll be out there, and it's Juneteenth.
Juneteenth is is that Sunday, but they celebrating on that Monday.
Yeah, the holiday. The holiday. Yeah.
Holiday is the 20th, but it's celebrating it today.
They giving y'all Juneteenth off? Well, good. Because I know a lot of the private companies ain't doing it. The government, they got to pretty much.
Yeah, we got Juneteenth off. We celebrating on June 20th. And I'm going to be on the cruise anyway, so it don't matter. You know what I'm talking about?
Get that day back. Sure, huh? You ain't got to use vacation. Exactly. For that.
Matter of fact, my day off is that day, so I get the day before, which is Saturday. So I would have been off Saturday and then Monday, Sunday. You know what I'm talking about? So I ain't got to use no leave for all that. That's good because I ain't got no leave anyway. Leave gone. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't gonna get paid for half of this damn trip anyway. So hey, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I use all my leave. You know what I'm talking about? And it's only June, nigga. I still got 6 more months to go. Yeah. Anyway, on to this, man. I had a couple people, man. I think Book referenced it in the group me. Kevin Gates dropped the song.
Super General.
Super General. Yeah. A couple of lines stood out that was a little shocking to a lot of people. I don't have the quote. You go listen to it yourself. But it's pretty much, he talked about Nicki Minaj. Somebody he need to He need to get with her.
Yeah.
He, you know what I'm saying? He talked about Ruby Rose. He had to,
for people who don't know who Ruby Rose is, I've mentioned her numerous times. I've put videos in the group chats numerous times before she became this phenomenon that she is today. I like her, boy. Yeah,
Ruby Rose is a porn star, if y'all don't know.
No, she's not.
She's porn. She's definitely, she's basically.
She's not a porn star. She started off as a video woman, like just being a video model.
And I thought, don't she do OnlyFans stuff?
She ain't doing nothing on OnlyFans.
Then,
man,
I apologize. I thought she was.
I've seen her on Reddit. I've seen the Reddits. She ain't busting nothing open.
Okay, then I apologize. I don't want to say that. Yeah. I apologize.
Yeah.
Thank you for correcting me. And the last one that the people had a lot of backlash on. There you go again. The one people had a lot of backlash on was him talking about wanting to give Beyonce that thing. You know what I'm saying?
Cheer.
I just want to know what y'all, man, is Kevin Gates, man, out of bounds? Especially for two of them women married.
Married.
You know,
yeah.
I don't know what situation Ruby Rose in, but I know Nicki Minaj and Beyonce married.
Oh, Ruby Rose like that. She tweeted out or IG that she's like, Kevin Gates nasty, LOL. Yeah. I be thinking the same thing though, Ruby Rose. If y'all niggas ever seen her videos, like, god damn, she make nigga horny.
There you go.
She just nice, man. She nice, dog. And she all regular. You know what I'm saying? It's all homegrown. Like, ain't no additives. You know what I'm talking about? Like that. Ain't no preservatives. Like, if it's a sugar, it's pure. You know what I'm talking about? It ain't fructose. Oh, she nice. Oh Lord, she nice. She got a new video out called Wifey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what, like, I don't understand how that song matches the video, because she had a car wash. Like, oh my god.
So she a singer?
Kind of like P-Valley. P-Valley. Episode one out of in season two. They do a car wash. It one of those.
I haven't watched it yet, man.
You haven't watched it yet?
I'm not gonna lie, man. I'm not ready to see some of that stuff that was going on in season one again just yet, man. I don't know, man.
You're good in episode one. That okay. I know. I've only seen episode one, so
when I was thinking about it, I was like, damn, it's going a little hard on season one. Like, man, I don't know. But the story was good. I'm still giving it a chance. I ain't ready to.
That's my shit, though.
Man, and that's what I'm talking about. Talking about Lil Murder. You don't talk about Lil Murder.
That song. I give him a song. That's about it. I don't condone anything else. But you know what I'm saying? You did a great job, my brother. Yo, acting and stop that notch. I ain't gonna lie to you.
If he's
top notch.
Yeah, if he's not like that, he deserves Oscar.
Quick letter I, P. Yeah, that's that. Yeah.
Hey, but how y'all feel, man?
But anyway, yeah.
How you feel, man? Was he out of bounds? What's up, man?
Well, like I said, with Ruby Rose, no, because she's single and she about that life. She nasty like that. She be talking like that in her videos, and you know what I'm talking about. So, I mean, I'm sure she's just happy. Like, hey, it's working. You know what I'm talking about? I like Kevin Gates though, man. Like individually, you know what I'm talking about. Like I like that nigga, man. Like if you ever just sit there and listen to the nigga speak. Like that nigga is real grounded, is what I say. You know what I'm saying? He's not your typical rapper, as you know what I'm saying. Like if you just looked at him, you would think that the boy ain't smart. You know what I'm saying? Like people assess us by our exterior, you know, the tattoos, the grill, and stuff like that. Like people just get the assuming that we ain't, you know what I mean, that like, we don't have it. But the brother's very intellectual. I do not agree with him mentioning married women at all. That part I don't mind. I didn't mind him mentioning Megan Good because she's no longer married. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's fair game. But when you start bringing in spouses and stuff like that, like you got to have some type of respect because you, if your situation was still your situation, you wouldn't have felt, you know what I'm saying, cool with anybody talking about your missus. You know what I'm saying? you would have wanted to hop out left field on the nigga. You know what I mean? Like, have that same type of respect and mind thoughts, you know, those that thought process when addressing other people's wives. You know what I'm saying? No matter how you're doing it. There's a way that you can give respect to a situation, you know, a marriage situation, but don't just be talking about you want to launch a missile up in they pussy. You know what I'm talking about? Like, that's a little bit much, bro, for the married ones. You know what I'm talking about? Like, bro, you can't be talking that loose and reckless, man. I ain't gonna lie. Like, nigga said, hey, I'm a launch a missile. I'm on my nigga. What is you doing? So, you know, especially with Beyonce, man, like, Nicki's man don't rap. They say he in the street shit. And I'm not saying that's what that would be, anything like that, but like, we know one of the slickest niggas to ever bless a vocal booth is Hov. You know what I'm saying? That nigga has ended many a careers. You know what I'm saying? Am I for it? Yes, I would love to hear the conversation. I'm not gonna lie. But you know, Jay ain't just about to put your name in it. He just gonna say something slick. Like, yeah, all it took was one shot. I sent him through heaven gates. He gonna say something crazy. Mm-hmm. It's a sublime. I like that. I should write that down.
What you trying to write rhymes for Jay-Z, man?
He's trying. I knew he was gonna do something like that.
I'm sorry, Hov. I did not mean to let them know that I ghostwrote for you. I apologize.
You trying to ghostwrite for Hov?
I apologize. I know you paid me handsomely to keep it together, brother. I didn't say nothing. I apologize. I apologize. Cheer. But yeah, man, that's kind of like where my take is on it, man. Mm-hmm. Like, everything else is fair game, but you know, leave the actual married, you know, artists and women out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just a bit much for me. You know what I
mean? Cody, how you feel, man?
Nah, I agree with everything the book said, man. But I think I've been hearing a lot of things. Like, he put that song out because him and Drinka broke up, and now he just feeling a certain type of way or something. Y'all heard the same thing?
Yeah, that's what I heard. And I heard that Drinka cheated on him, I guess, with the trainer.
I heard it was a woman, though.
Okay.
The trainer's a woman, though. Yeah. So,
you know what? Thank you for clarifying that, because when he said, you know, the personal trainer or whatever invaded my personal space, I didn't know what he meant by that.
He's talking about his old lady, but
okay, no, I like at first I thought, like, you know, something might have happened, like he got assaulted, you know what I'm saying? Because he said my personal space, and I was thinking, like, oh man, they got you, Kevin, you know what I mean? The booty bandits, that's what I thought. I'm not even joking. Like, when he said that, I didn't know that the trainer was a female, though. So, okay, that makes perfect sense now. Because he lost me then. I was just like, okay, I'm gonna look past that.
I guess I had a little issue with it. It seemed like that. I've heard him talk before.
I don't think he'd be the type.
And I've heard plenty of interviews him talking. It sounded like he was always doing his thing. So I thought they had like a arrangement, like
open relationship.
Nah,
like that.
Nah, his thing, what he was saying is that, you know, they take them down together. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I was hearing him say. You know what I mean? Like, even his songs and stuff, he talked like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm thinking this one of those, she crept out and went on an old solo dolo mission on him, and he felt a certain type of way. That's what I'm thinking it is, because he made it seem like they got down like that anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, they would just take them down together. So I don't know, man. I don't know. But boy, they gonna end up back together though, man. They gonna end up back together. But him putting out that song like that, man, like I said, it's all cool, you know, people single and stuff, man. But when you start messing with people's wives, and even if it's girlfriends and stuff like that, man, you don't know how they gonna react to that, man.
You never lie.
Yeah,
my whole thing is, don't bring in, especially people. I guess I listened to Kevin Gates interviews for a long time, man. He's real big on energy and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, that's not positive energy. That's not positivity. Even when he rap, he talk about being a Muslim and stuff like that. He got a real, almost like a
he has some Islamic bars in there.
Exactly. He tries to throw that in there as well as throw in the ignorant stuff, kind of like a Tupac-ish type thing, like Tupac used to do a lot. And I just didn't think it was called for. It took away from the message. Ain't nobody said nothing about none of the Islamic stuff you talking about. Everybody talking about you talking about fucking Beyonce. And that ain't what you, that ain't the right way. And I think he know it. Like, come on, man.
This ain't the Dreams. This ain't Notorious B.I.G. You know, Dreams of fucking an R&B chick.
Yeah,
and then this isn't like Nicki Minaj's rendition either. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was no disrespectful, no slander like that. Nothing crazy. You know what I'm talking about? Like, it was just a little bit too aggressive.
Yeah, man. How he was talking about it.
A little bit too aggressive. that's all, man.
Anybody else heard that verse, man? Yo, go to what is it? Super General. Go listen to that. It's like 3 minutes long, 2-3 minutes long. It ain't that long. Just check it out. Mm-hmm. See what he's talking about. When he gets to that talking about them, I'm like, man, it's just, that's a little bit overboard.
Yeah, I was good until then. I'm like,
He was getting it. That song wasn't called for. It was like you needed some more bars, so let me just throw in some about somebody doing it. Like, you could have.
They gonna talk about me, Lil Woody.
Kevin. I look at Kevin Gates stuff, man. I follow him on the regular.
Yeah,
I like his interviews. If you ever hear him talk, he intellectual. You can tell he reads a lot, stuff like that.
Yes, he does.
I just didn't think that was that showed people who he really is from what I see on these interviews and stuff. Him talking, I just didn't think that was called for. It kind of take away from the message and who he is. You can get a point across without doing that. It was like a cheap shot just so people listen to you.
If somebody played a snippet, that would be the one to make everybody want to listen to the whole thing. You know what I mean?
It was a little clout chasey to me. That's how I felt. It was like it wasn't called for. It didn't need that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, see,
shout out to Ruby Rose again. One more time.
I think
Ruby Rose. I'm sorry for calling you. Yeah.
He did that on purpose, though. You know what I'm saying? Like he trying to just stir up shit because he feeling a certain type of way. You know what I'm saying? So it's I think it was out of emotion. Like, the song don't sound bad. I ain't gonna lie.
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying? But I think he just in his emotions, man. So he trying to stir up some shit. That's all.
Y'all would know better than me, maybe. Who the dude he talking about? He was talking about, you know, they had a falling out. And your album flopped. Like, I don't know who he's talking about.
I don't know who he's talking about that. But I mean, he said that I think Moneybagg Yo's cousin told him lied on him or something. Like he referenced that.
I got that.
He said a lot of stuff. He just said a lot of stuff about
just clearing the air type shit.
You kind of don't say, like, from what I'm hearing. It's, I don't know. It seemed like Drake hurt his heart real bad, and he just came out there and said everything. Every interview he's ever been in. She's the reason why he's at the point he's at. She was the leader of his companies and all this stuff. She did all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I even went to go look up her Instagram and she ain't got nothing on there. I think she took her shit down. It's like, that's your baby moms. That's your, whatchamacallit. Why put her out there? Even though she made you mad, she fucked up.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the reason why I feel like I wouldn't want to have a threesome with my wife like that, because you introduce that stuff and then she love it more than you loving the shit. Now you can't be mad when it happens on the side.
What's around? Give me some more.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I just feel like once you introduce certain things, you can't be mad when stuff happens like that. I mean,
gotcha.
And I almost would feel better that it was with a woman instead of a man. I mean, I'm like, hey, okay, thank you. I could have took it better. I wouldn't have went as far as Kevin Gates went. He went a little overboard to me.
Yeah.
But you can't tell a man how to react when he is feeling.
True. If it was a dude, it wouldn't have been no song. Gates would have been locked up. Been in jail. Gates would have been gone, boy. Gates said, hey, it's just a song because it was a female. Shoot.
Yeah, I guess so. That nigga. He seemed like he's going through a lot, man. Hopefully, you know,
hopefully get his balance back, man.
Get your stuff back in order, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan. I don't want to make it seem like I ain't no fan. I just think I kind of think he knows, but in his heart, he knew he could have did something better than that.
Yeah.
Like I said. I got a video for y'all. It's like a minute. I want to see what y'all opinion is on that. It's been floating around Instagram. I want y'all to take a second. View everything, pay attention, and just let me know how you feel about it, Dean.
And when I stand up for myself, he threatens to call the police and revoke my membership.
yours yet.
Okay. Just kind of want to see how y'all. It started off. She talked about the trainer was being pervy, and she wasn't gonna take no disrespect. Pretty much, you know what I'm talking about. I want to see just off this initial. I kind of want to see how y'all feel about what y'all just seen right there.
I don't know, bro. Like that's, I don't know if he was like, I don't know. I don't know if he was like doing it like on purpose.
Let me start because y'all. Let y'all get y'all mind together. Let me start.
Already there. I just didn't want to go first.
Okay, you didn't want to go first. I go first then. Because I know y'all just seen it. It's a little unfair to me without letting y'all get y'all stuff together. I felt like, can't nobody look at you? That nigga ain't say nothing to you. Like, they just turned over there, looked over there, and then you the one being disrespectful, kind of. Is there a problem? I didn't like that. Like, they didn't do nothing to you. They just looked at you. You was the one taking your shirt off all slow and shit. Like, you was looking. You wanted attention. That's what it felt like.
No, okay. Let me say this.
He set up the camera to look at him. Like, come on, man.
I don't know, but let me say this though. I remember when I was going to the gym frequently out in when we were staying in Katy. It was literally a woman that was working out. I'm talking about she had on underwear and a bra. It matched and everything, you know what I'm saying? But she had on underwear and a bra and was working out. And everybody was just, you know, looking like crazy. Like, who works out in underwear and a bra? And it literally was, it wasn't like no, the training thing. Like, what do you call them joints that they wear?
Sports bra.
It wasn't no sports bra. It wasn't none of that. It was a regular bra. Like, you could see the wire. You could see the wire, bro. And then she had on some real, like some draws, you know what I'm saying? Working out. So she was looking for attention, right? Now, in this instance, I think maybe she set up the phone just so she can actually, you know what I'm saying, capture the moment, because it probably didn't happen before. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think people are just randomly, or unless she was just doing her sets, and you know how people record themselves when they're doing their sets and just happen to see. You know, buddy sitting there looking like that, because it is some stalkerish dudes in there. You can see them, like, they be drooling while they lifting weights, bro. Like, that really do happen. They be sitting there staring.
No, I agree. Mm-hmm. But I think I could have been more sympathetic to you if you would have waited and let something happen.
What is going to happen? He just kept staring, though. Right?
They just glanced over there. We've been places, and you're like, dog, look at that. Like, I hit you like, man, I don't want to pass up, but I don't want to be disrespectful either. But you got to see this, because you ain't going to believe it once we walk past this, and you'd be like, damn, why you ain't tell me? That's why we did that before, man. Ain't nobody trying to be pervy. I'm not talking to the broad after that, but like, hey, look at that. That's it. I glanced over that. Damn. Okay. Keep it moving.
Caught me off guard. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Like, okay, that's an attractive woman. Oh, man. Goodness, okay, gotcha.
This is what I want to make known for everybody. Good. All right. This is a sidebar before I get into the whole, you know, this is the appetizer, little caveat. Niggas don't be looking for y'all when we out amongst the gang. Okay. We might happen to notice accidentally, And then that's when we be like, oh, damn, look at that. Like, we not out there. We not searching for bad motherfuckers. You know what I'm talking about? Especially when we're at the stages that we are in our lives. You know what I mean? Like, that ain't what we doing. We ain't on the prowl looking for little young tenders and shit like that. Now, in our 20s, you know what I'm saying? Like, we analyzing shit. Now, we don't need to be over there. They ain't over there. We need to go that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, we want to be in the mix. But the gym, I don't want to say what I want to say. So I'm going to say it anyway. She ain't that hot to be feeling herself like that.
That's kind of how I was feeling.
She wasn't like, girl, you feeling yourself just a tad bit too much. Now, I don't know, like, the guy, obviously, she might have had ass. I don't know. But I don't see this because he said, oh, damn. You know what I'm saying? But
that was the,
if you're looking at it, it wasn't the trainer who said that. It's the nigga doing the reps that said that shit that then made the trainer turn his head. The trainer wasn't even looking at you. So when you saw that the trainer made contact, my eye contact with you, can I help you? Want something? You all sassy for no reason. You feeling yourself. You the one want the attention.
I ain't catch all that.
Yeah, it was in red. It said, oh, damn. And then the trainer freaking looked.
Off he of just what looked, that he didn't do said. Nothing else.
So the trainer didn't do shit.
He didn't take a step to him. He didn't do nothing. He just looked.
She just got an attitude. Like, man. Hey, it's like, who was that? Who was that football player? You like that? The niggas after the game. Like, bro, what is you talking? I think that was Bart Scott. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, what is you talking about, woman? Like, come on now. Come on, Shawty. Like, just do a little bit better. Like, you think
it's gonna get to a point where you're gonna have to start working out with shades on?
By that,
I mean, shit, nigga, even niggas who play poker wear shades, man. Like, what the difference is? You know what I'm talking? Walking there with them Ray-Bans, bro. These little ski glasses or whatever. You know what I mean? The rainbow reflector ones. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, yo, I think, and I'm not going to say that she might not have been, like, stared on before, but I highly doubt it was them. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm going to just say,
maybe it was the guy who actually says, oh, damn. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Maybe he's been a frequent violator and this was like, you know what? I'm tired of this. I'm going to catch him just so I could show management or whomever. Mm-hmm. Now, the trainer has a trainer shirt on. It's anybody that's a trainer, if you've gone to the gym, on their shirts somewhere, it says trainer on the back. Mm-hmm. Why are you acting like that to him? That's what I didn't understand. You got that energy for the guy who's actually doing the sets? I ain't got no problem with that. Do you know this trainer don't seem many a glutes? Way better shape than yours. For you to be acting like that. This nigga see broads 50 million times a day. You know what I'm talking about? That have been in the gym. I'm not talking about her physique or anything like that. Like, but he sees women that are like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Every woman's body is different. I'm sure he's seen something that's probably made him be like, damn, but I got to remain professional. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Like, I just think that's unnecessary. That's unnecessary, especially when you are taking off your clothes. Like, if you don't want nobody, I'm not saying this, like, people should dress. Dress how you want to dress. You know what I mean? But just know with dressing a certain way, certain attention comes. You know what I mean? Certain looks, certain stares, certain grumblings. That's all I'm saying. You don't want to be looked at, wear something looser.
And I don't want to make it no man, woman type thing. And
I'm not trying
her wearing, to. Wearing I mean, that. Like, if a guy is in the gym, take his shirt off, women look at them. They look at them. Hey, it is what it is. You get looked at.
You want my something?
I blame her for having all that energy. She was all up in her chest. And then I blame him. Like, bro, you got to kick out, too. Like, man, leave that little broad alone, man.
She's talking fly, bro. She's talking fly. I'll be damned. You at my establishment talking reckless to me, thinking you running shit. Like, last time I checked, I had trainer in laser blue letters on the back of my shirt. Not you.
Yeah, but she was defensive. He got super, super defensive. And I'm like, man, why even pay attention to a little goofy broad, man? I wouldn't have said nothing to her. I'd be like, she definitely ain't talking to me. Like, whatever.
Now like I'm kicking your ass out. You ain't supposed to me. Get the fuck up our minds. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I don't want you using none of my equipment.
I'm not mad.
You better wipe it down.
It seemed like she, I don't know. It just, I didn't like that. It rubbed me the wrong way when she did that.
She out of bounds. She was out of bounds. And if it was a dude, if the dude was creepy or did something out of pocket, I'd have actually said dude was out of pocket. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, if y'all notice, I'm in such a great place. I don't have no favoritism. You know what I mean? You just heard I said Kevin Gates was out of pocket. So I'm not just riding for the men here. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're wrong, you're wrong. If you're right, you're right. I think she was just a little bit, you know what I'm saying? She was just a little bit out of line, man. She was just a little bit out of line. You know what I mean? Just a little bit in that instance, in those regards.
But so, I've been at the gym before and I seen trainers. It'd be a dude doing a rep and he doing it wrong. Mm-hmm. The trainer come over there and correct the form. Like, yeah. Just so he don't get hurt in their gym. I've seen that too. So
that's true too.
It's like for you just to assume, like, I don't know. It is what it is. I just thought it was way too much. You tried to prove a point. You knew they was gonna look. And I think you did that for a TikTok video. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people seen the video, and a lot of people was kind of like, yo, you doing too much. Like, you did that, they're calling her a Jim Karen. That's what they calling her. It's like
a what? Jim Karen?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like you trying to do too much. You trying to talk shit to them black dudes, and then if they say something crazy, call the police. You know what happened. Like, if I was him, I wouldn't even talk about calling no police, man. Let her little goofy ass do them reps and then cancel her membership on the way out so she can't come in the next time. It is what it is. Man.
Shoot. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
But that's what I got, man. That's what I got, man. I ain't got nothing else for you, man.
Nothing, man. That's mine. That, all right, mine.
We had this podcast on a special day, man. And this podcast is brought to you a whole week earlier, man. And thank y'all for tuning in here, man.
Hey, you gotta quit for a little bit more, man. You gotta
let you go.
A little bit more, man. You got a little talking about veil. This nigga didn't know what he was talking about, veil. I told nigga, man, you gotta sound like you're crying and shit, man. Cause if you ain't crying, man, they ain't gonna believe mine. And I know mine, cause I did it, man. I'm trying to tell nigga. I try to tell him.
You just got to feel it in your spirit, man. It's in your spirit. Anytime that your inner channel just comes out, man. It's just natural, man. Natural.
Yeah, man. Better push that shit out, man. Push that shit out, man.
I ain't seen Terrence Howard in a minute, man. Where the fuck he at, man?
I don't know, bro. I don't know, man. I don't know what he doing.
I would love to see Terrence Howard at something else, because you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nigga ain't hey, y'all ain't seen this dude on Instagram, Batman?
Yeah, Batman. I see.
I'm Batman. Yeah, Batman. He said, no, I'm Batman. Batman. Man, you just said the same thing twice, man. You said the same thing twice, man. Batman. Oh, man. Batman. Everything is rolling. I wish I knew his name so y'all could follow dude, man. Dude,
yeah. I seen it. That's
I know the one that you talk about. I don't think I followed him though. So I catch him when I'm like scrolling through reels sometimes. I catch his shit, man.
Dude, hilarious, bro. Oh.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Shout out to y'all, man. Make sure y'all remember to like, share, subscribe, and comment to this podcast.
That is yes, y'all.
Instagram. Follow us on Instagram at the MVP _ podcast.
That'll be us. That'll be us.
And email us at the Man's View Podcast at yahoo.com.
God damn, that's us. Mm-hmm.
And if y'all ain't following us, boy, we were just on a couple days ago on Facebook and Twitch at MV Podcast Gaming. Getting dubs on the resurgence side of the game. Doing it big. You know what I'm saying?
Hey people, for those who know about your boy Buck, I my schedule doesn't align sometimes to where I'm able to play with these, you know, with my boys and shit like that, right? But yesterday they was talking blasphemous to me. You know, talking about Cody. They were so disrespectful. And one nigga on the podcast, I'm not gonna say his name, but it ain't you or me, Cody. He was like, "Yeah, man, we was on win streak without you, man. We was winning yesterday. I don't know why we can't win with you." I'm like, "What? What? Can't win with me?" And then we know we got pussy ass nigga on here. That nigga was like, "Yeah, Book, we can't win with you, man. We don't win with you." Got that ass. Got another one. Sorry.
Hey, bro.
Man, I'm gonna get these hoes. So, anyway, yeah, so we was on that one, and then, you know, before I got on, they had won a match. You know how many they won with me, Cody? After they told me that dumb shit, we won that very next game, and we won again. I doubled their worth. You know what I'm talking about? It looked like y'all niggas two times to win it with me, as opposed to without.
You know we got on later on that. You know we got on later on that evening, right?
That's cool. I wasn't available.
And we won three times. What is it?
Hey man, you can say what you want. I don't know them facts. I'm gonna start having to look at records. You know what I'm talking about? I'm gonna start having to look at records.
No need to now, Cody.
Cody, we got them two wins within an hour. We got them two wins without. Them niggas might have been on for 5 hours and got them three. I don't know.
I only played an hour, you hear me?
Them niggas be trash without me, bro. If we ain't first, we second. You know what I'm talking about? And if it's up to Adrian, just know that we lost already. It don't matter. You know what I'm talking about? That nigga's so trash, bro.
Hey, shout out to y'all.
Yeah, man, we be having a great time on there, y'all.
Yes, sir. Make sure y'all tune in next week, people. The LA vlog will be out. That's what we will have for y'all. I'm sorry, everybody listening on with Google Podcasts and Spotify and all that. Y'all will be missed next week. I don't have shit to put in there because if I just play the music and seeing us talking, you got to see the shit. Go on YouTube, follow us at the MVP Podcast. On Man's View Podcast, whatever.
The Man's View with an apostrophe S, y'all.
There we go.
Apostrophe S. So the Man's View Podcast. You will see us. You know our logo. Obviously, if you're watching, if you're listening to the stream, you know what our logo look like. You're going to see it. All right? Yes. Just click on that. That's us. You know what I'm talking about? That's us. Go and make sure when you do that, you subscribe to that as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Definitely. Go check us out over there so you can see that vlog.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I think everybody was represented pretty well in that thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to y'all. Your boy Franz was a little out of it here and there. I was a little cloudy. So that's the footage I got when I was sobered up. You know what I'm saying? But just know, for every footage that's on this vlog, it was another one that was just a picture that I thought I was being right before that. Yo, man. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. We got the vlog next week, man. But until then, we're going to holler at y'all. It's been MVP.
MVP, man. Happy Father's Day, y'all.
Yeah.
Pray for me. Pray for Book. Do everything I can.